top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Investigators in Hawaii say that one person was fired, one resigned, and a third has been suspended without pay for that fake ballistic missile warning a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, gee.
Brigadier General Bruce Oliveira, head of the internal investigation. You can't handle the truth! That guy.
Or a sunburn.
Said that the employee who sent the alert was confused and froze. That's, you need that in the middle of a
right, that's the guy you
crisis.
Want in that job.
Yeah.
The confusion frozen guy.
Oh!
Prone to be confused.
Oh. And another employee took over. And that's where the problem began.
There was no response protocol in the event of a false ballistic missile message. Even though the preparedness branch and identified the need to establish a response protocol.
Apparently, it doesn't make that much sense, but apparently they had said this is not a drill, trying to simulate that this is an actual event, but then they didn't hear the words afterwards that said exercise, exercise, exercise. So
and
they started
the
pressing
guy just,
the buttons.
The guy started doing push-ups instead. Hold on, I got this.
Yeah, jumping jacks.
Now, a week later, this happened in Japan.
I know.
And I'm a conspiracy guy when it comes to this, because I was talking to Creepy Uncle earlier today down the
basement. Oh, yeah.
He gets it.
Sure, he had some thoughts
and
about
he explained
this.
To me that this whole thing is a conspiracy by Kim Jong-un.
That he's controlling the computers?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
Terror across around the world.
Do we have more of the general not making sense? Here we go.
Drills of this nature should be simulated if it's an exercise with a separate standalone computer, separate standalone message that comes out stating clearly that it is a drill.
Yeah.
But it was 38 minutes later. It took him that long.
No wonder there was
confusion.
When
everybody's iPhone was going off.
What did that guy just say?
I don't know. But that's sort of it. No, I'm going to go out and go surfing.
Do I make myself clear?
So don't anybody do nothing here. Wiki, wiki.
I kind of understand how they made a mistake now with this guy. He was in charge. It's like, what did he say? Is it a drill?
Getting the message across there.
I want to say that this room is filled with mono, and you're all my ohana.
Aloha.
We're now going to have luau. Then there was fire. Then the general did some fire dancing.
He was wearing a Hawaiian shirt during the announcement.
Right. Well,
he
that's,
was?
That's,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's being dressed up in Hawaii.
That's what they
I love that state. I don't want to make fun of it because I love it, and I think it's going to be my future. I'm going to lead I'm going to move to Hawaii and lead a secessionist movement.
That'll be popular.
And the but the reality here is that this does not feel. I would not, if I were a Hawaiian citizen right now, I would not feel particularly
comforted by this message.
By this general.
No, think
general
about
Hawaiian shirt here. I don't think it's going
to
help me.
Think of the people who were, you know, like texted their loved ones to say maybe goodbye and made, you know.
Well, we did talk to one of our
children in safe places.
One of our top podcasts of the month was with Millie Ho, who was a 90-year-old woman in Honolulu who witnessed Pearl Harbor and remembers it.
Sure.
And where was she when all this happened? She and her a number of other older folks were driving on their way to an event. And they decided that they just pulled over and they're like, I don't think this is really happening because they just tested the system. The people who truly freaked out there were people who were not obviously tourists.
They were visiting all
phone.
The golfers who were there for that event, the tournament there. They were talking about how they were huddling in the bathroom, in the bathtub and
some of them just
shelter.
Played on.
One of them just played on. He said, this is a good way to go down.
Mm-hmm. We get 36 and there's nobody on the course. This is beautiful.
Take your shirt off. You're going to get a really good tan at a moment like this. You don't want your shirt melting to you.
How scary that must have been. Jeez.
All right. Anyway, it turns out that
they've got it all figured out now.
Well, they should have been doing this on a system that wasn't connected to the real system, I think is what the general just tried to tell us.
Glad you're able to
right, yeah,
that.
Let's do that. Moving yeah. forward, General.
Yes, exactly. I will, but right now I've got to go out. Surf is up. I don't have time for this.
This is not a drill.
Oh.
So now that we all feel better?
Right now, I've got my ukulele and I'm going out surfing if anybody needs me. Don't call me. My cell phone doesn't work.
I think I need a blue Hawaiian right now.
Yeah.
Is that what they drink there?
That's what they call that guy, by the way, a blue Hawaiian. All right, check it in at
number four.
Ahead of tonight's State of the Union address, the president attended a luncheon with several news anchors today in which he spoke about his desire to end this country's political divisiveness.
Tremendous divisiveness. Not in the last year. There's been tremendous divisiveness for many years. I would consider it a great achievement if we could make our country united, if I could unite the country. That's not an easy thing to do because the views are so divergent.
And they say that that will be one of the goals of the president's speech tonight in the State of the Union.
To unify the country?
Be a unifier.
Because he's doing a great job by calling people all kinds of names yeah. and then, you know, saying that the press is the enemy of the people and the Democrats are evil and all that. That's a good way to start the unification.
We'll see if he's successful tonight.
He said, short of a... I thought this was an off-the-record lunch. Why do we have tape of it?
I didn't know that there was tape until I just heard that.
Yeah. I'm not sure we were supposed to play that, but we did. Here's the...
I think actually part of it was off the record. There was part that was on because some reporters were explaining the parts earlier that they were told was they're able to go on the record.
Okay.
For part
so
of
the, hopefully so that was part of that. Yeah. The CBS released that. I don't want to break that because even I respect... The on the record, off the record with the president. I think you gotta do that. Mm-hmm. But unless off the record, I did the whole thing, colluded to leave Vladimir and I. We're gonna take over the world. Don't tell anybody.
I think that would somehow come out anyway.
Yeah, that would be a problem. Hey, what's interesting tonight, and we're going to play this game coming up a little bit, there's a lot of expectation about what's going to actually happen tonight in his speech. He did say in this room that short of a major catastrophe, it's going to be hard to unify the country. He doesn't want that. Mm. But then I started to think to myself, uh-oh, if he's thinking like that, okay, I've got an idea. Everybody hates Chicago.
Don't say that. He is saying that the White House is saying that North Korea will be a prominent discussion point tonight that will be featured.
I wonder if he'll try to rally the country around North Korea, the North Korean threat. Maybe that'll be his mechanic for this. And that's going to be a little, you know, because what do you do about it?
They say he's going to make eye-opening remarks about North Korea tonight.
Which is very funny because my mouth is always open, my eyes are always closed. And in this case, I'm going to close my mouth and open my eyes.
We'll speak about the North Korean nuclear threat in a strong, serious way.
Very
that's
good.
Built
that's very
into
serious.
The speech.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll get to your 3, 2, and 1. But first, Judy tells us what's happening in the WGN newsroom at the bottom of the hour. All right.
Imagine if this team were in charge of the emergency alerts.
Well, it took
one day
at
the Road Con
show.
I am going to go out and go surfing. And you people and the rest of our Ohana all get together and you will all sort of enjoy
Wait,
yourself.
Where are the cocktails?
I'll take a Mai Tai.
Where's Ro?
I am playing my ukulele and burying a pig in the dirt.
Under a hot pot of coal.
Yeah. Hot coals in the belly of the pig.
So
we'll
good.
Eat in 12 hours.
Kevin's in.
Telling you, man.
Wait, weren't
Hawaii.
We supposed to do something important?
We'll see you guys in 12 hours for the pig.
Well, no, during the 12 hours, you know, it was funny because you party during those 12 hours. And by the time the pig, you pull the pig out of the ground and then you debone it and do the whole thing. You're so drunk, you fall into the ground and then you're cooked and then you're served the next day.
Dude, bury me where the pig was.
Checking in at
number 3.
It seems that Piers Morgan has serious issues with the fact that he can see Kim Kardashian's bust. After his interview with President Trump, Morgan got wind of a new wave of nudie photos put out by the mother of three, and he was none too pleased about it. Wait, Kim Kardashian put nudie pictures out?
She did. Well, yeah.
We've seen everything.
How come I wasn't aware of this?
Oh, see of Kim
Kardashian. It's on her Instagram.
She's in a porno.
Well, yeah, that's how she got famous. But her parts are blurred out a little bit.
It doesn't like leave pasties, a lot to the imagination, like
though. On the Insta?
Yeah, on the Insta.
So she wants to show off her post surrogate baby body.
Check out my baby bod.
My baby bod. My post bod. My baby was just born a few weeks ago, and right. Look at my body now. But it was a surrogate. I don't care.
Anyway, I was stressed.
Anyway, Piers Morgan is upset.
If you would just become a mother, for example, what would be the first thing? You're only mid to late 30s. It's your third child. I know what I'll do. I'll put a big topless picture of myself all over social media. There she is.
Oh, we've completely covered it up.
Yeah, we've covered it up because she just basically got him out. And it's like, hey, look at me. Hey, me too. Time's up. Time should be up for Miss Kardashian. I'm not sure she adds to the movement, really. Anything moving are her breasts.
You know, I don't disagree with him, but I still can't stand that guy. I mean, I'm in favor of Kim Kardashian because he's opposed to her.
I looked it up, you know, for show research, guys, and she's pretty much fully naked in this Instagram picture.
Yeah. The thing is, though, just because she's a mother doesn't mean she, like, I don't understand that argument. There's plenty of fathers that probably do stuff after having three kids that they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. The mother argument doesn't make sense at all. I mean, he's lashed out at her before, though. The last time when she posted pictures, he said, I know your husband's $50 million in debt, but do you need me to buy you clothes? I mean, it's kind of ugly between these two.
Why does he care?
Exactly.
He sounds jealous.
Yeah, he's jelly.
He's jelly. He got a no.
He's Piers Morgan. Here he plays Larry King for no good reason.
He hears Noah a lot. You're right.
Yeah. All right. Checking in at
number two.
To me, those balls are perfect.
Sing it, Tommy.
I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect.
Tom Brady spoke at the Super Bowl media day ahead of his Super Bowl Lee matchup.
Yeah, Lee.
Lee.
Lee. The L. 52.
You know what? They
like
could just move to the numbers now, Roger Goodell.
I think so. That would be a good change.
It stopped being cool when they ran out of X's.
Yeah, it's totally true. Totally true. When they had to do when there was and now it's like it's L, and that's not a good one.
Right. Well, 50 was L, and they couldn't like put it on hats or anything because no one wanted to walk around with a big L on their forehead.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
So let's just go with 52. Anyway.
Do they make the hats and things like that with the L on it? Is that part of the Super Bowl memorabilia?
Oh, yes, yeah. with the numbers on it. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. The L-I-I. It'll be the deal.
Okay. Yeah, it really doesn't work.
The Bears were in 41, right?
Twenty,
of course. Famously, they won. that was the one that was XX. That was cool on the hat. I still have one of those hats. But I also have the Bears Super Bowl hat from Super Bowl Lixi, which I think wasn't LXI?
Yes,
LXI.
XLI.
XLI. Yeah. Right.
That one was pretty cool.
Yeah, XLI.
Exley.
Exley, right. It would be 61 or 40. Anyway, see, this is the problem. This is the problem. We don't need the letters anymore. Here's what Brady said about his younger teammates taking his advice.
We've been on this journey together, and I think we get a lot of coaching from not only the veteran players, but our coaches, and just getting everybody in the right mindset is so important. We've all got to be on the same page, so I try to do my best to communicate what I think is appropriate at the right time. I think that's part of being a leader on the team, and obviously having a lot of experience as a veteran, I feel like I can give some people advice that has some credibility.
I'm so sick and tired of this guy who is tall and great looking and successful and can't lose
and about to win a sixth Super Bowl championship, and
he's got a beautiful wife.
Yeah.
And he's like a leader and he says everything exactly right.
That's the thing why I don't understand people hate him, because off the field and on, he seems to be a good statesman, right? A good citizen and ambassador for the NFL. So you would think Roger Goodell would love him, but, you know.
He crushed his own phones, though.
And he's still walking around with a glove on his right hand. Did you see that at the media day? The whole time he had two gloves on, protecting that cut on his hand.
No, he's just feeding.
I think he's kind of messing with everybody at this point.
He did have the right thing to say, though, about the radio host that made the bad comment about his daughter. He took the high road and said, I hope he doesn't get fired over that. That's not what he would want. Even though that was pretty
find out if I can find
you. Doing good right now. God. Poor Tom Brady, he's a class guy. You can watch him
this Sunday on Super Bowl LA. Coming up at 5:20.
Yeah, he's even supporting that guy. That guy.
Super Bowl Lee. Which, by the way, was the name of the guy from Hawaii that we were playing earlier. my name is Super Bowl Lee, and we did the wrong thing with the missile launch. All right,
everyone
finally.
Makes mistakes.
Number one.
During his monologue last night, Stephen Colbert joked about an interview which Donald Trump denied global warming and said the polar ice caps are doing great.
First of all, climate change is a term made up by lobbyists to make global warming sound less bad. Second, it's not getting too cold all over the place. Last year was, again, one of the hottest on record. The ice caps are not only setting records for most least ice cap, but now because he's president, the ice caps are suddenly growing again? Yes, under me, everything white is doing great.
Watch Jimmy Kimmel tonight if you want to see the Stormy Daniel.
I do want to see Stormy. But she's going to say anything because she took the money. Although someone would pay her $1 million to turn around and go, listen, let me just tell you something. And you know what? His hands do matter. All right.
People will be watching.
Yeah. Okay. Can we do you mind?
Let's just...
The top five at five.